Saudi Arabia continues pounding different regions in Yemen. In the latest attacks, warplanes carried out several airstrikes on a military camp in Ma'arib province. Earlier, fighter jets targeted a residential area and a school in northern Sa'dah province. They also hit a mosque, a government complex, and a central market in Malaha Directorate. A house in the capital Sana'a was also bombed. More than 4,000 people, mostly women and children, have been killed since Riyadh started its onslaught on Yemen on March the 26th. Yemeni Americans who have fled the intense Saudi airstrikes on a war-torn Arab country are living under dire conditions at a refugee camps in neighboring Djibouti. Now, the U.S. Embassy has reportedly failed to provide the Yemeni Americans with assistance. They arrived in Djibouti after the U.S. said last month it had no immediate plans to rescue its nationals in Yemen. Washington urged Yemeni Americans to flee the raging conflict by sea. The stranded people accused the U.S. of abandoning them by refusing to take any concrete steps to protect its nationals. Earlier we talked to Press TV's correspondent Yusuf Mowry, who is among the stranded Yemeni American refugees in Djibouti. He told us about their plight in the tiny country.
Once we arrived, they took our passports. They took our U.S. passports, the Djibouti officials, and we were basically forced into being refugees. And we tried to explain to them that, you know, we are U.S. citizens who are just traveling, and, you know, we would like to just travel with our family back to the U.S. No water was being served. No food was being served. Many children were passing out because of dehydration, and they were not offered any medical assistance. We called the U.S. Embassy. We called the U.S. Embassy and we told them, we explained the situation very clearly. The U.S. Embassy, unfortunately, they did not offer any assistance, and they basically just told us to take care of ourselves. However, the second day, the U.S. Embassy, at around 5 o'clock, they came with a bus and they got all the U.S. citizens, and they took them out of the shelter. However, they dropped them off in the middle of downtown Djibouti, and they basically told everybody just, you know, they have to, they're on their own, and they have to find a place to live right now. And most of the people, you know, I'm talking about thousands of families, they could not find a place to stay because all of the hotels, all of the apartments are filled to capacity. Most of families, some families I should say, they're sleeping in the streets of Djibouti because they simply cannot find a place to stay.